Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This just came out from Dan Wetzel of ESPN. The Big Ten is in discussions about a private capital deal that would infuse $2 billion within a conference and to its schools. Discussions include a 10-year extension of the league's grant of rights until 2046. It also sounds like, if I'm doing a quick reading of this, it sounds like there would be kind of a tier system within the Big Ten, that some of the bigger schools, the better schools, would get a little bit more money than some of the other schools. I'm sure they're all going to agree to do that. I mean, if we're going to split this money evenly, of course Rutgers is going to sign up to let Ohio State and Michigan get more of the pie than they're going to get. That's certainly going to help close the competitive balance within the conference. We got Jay Binkley joining us in studio. Bink, there's so much to talk to you about, man. How have you been?
Been good, C-Dot. Been good. Just enjoying, day off here. For football, then we have football starting tomorrow. The baseball's got us through the last couple days.
All right, so let's just start with this. I'm really curious to get your thought process on this. If there is a pie chart right now of the Chiefs' performances from Sunday,
what kind of pie?
How much of that cherry pie?
Okay.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
How much of it do you think is the Chiefs and them turning the corner offensively? How much of that do you think is the Ravens and the amount of injuries that they have right now on the defense? We did this topic a couple of days ago. I've got it at 55 to 60% Kansas City. I do think you have to give them credit for infusing Breshard Smith and using the running backs in the passing game the way that they did. The return of Xavier Worthy. But it's impossible to note that at the end of the game, the Ravens were missing seven starters on defense. Not a lot of teams are getting stops in that scenario. And for the Chiefs to have struggled at times the way that they did offensively, to look unstoppable, some of that has to be the team that you were playing.
Yeah, I think so. But I'd say put it about 60-40, so I'm real close to where you're at there. But I look at what they did offensively. They did some really creative things. Every time you look up, you're like, wait a minute, they got six offensive linemen in there. They were, I know sometimes the national spot, I think Orlovsky was talking about that too, but there's six offensive linemen. So like, all right, we'll just throw an extra lineman out there, get him more protection for Pat and see what happens. And that confidence builds. But I just think the chemistry's growing too. Like with Tyquan and Patrick, I think that stuff is certainly evolving. It started last year when Tyquan was on the practice squad, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing. Reed mentioned it during mini camps about the chemistry between Patrick and Tyquan Thornton. And then Xavier Worthy, I thought I expected a lot better year, even as good as Worthy was last year, that second year in the NFL. And he puts on some more muscle, puts on some weight. This guy's a very talented wide receiver. I was excited to see him this year. So he went out and played three. I'm like, no, let's see what Worthy has to offer. Because I'll tell you this, this guy stepped up without Rice and Brown. Here was a rookie who was going to come in here, just, you know, kind of ingratiate himself into the system and have these other big-time receivers. And all of a sudden, he was forced to be the dude. And I thought he did well, so I was excited about year two, and we kind of saw that the potential, what he started showing the second half of the season on. But I just think they're being more creative. I think this game, the Giants game, and this game, they became more and more creative in what they do. But, yeah, I think those injuries. The Ravens, that's some of the biggest myths in sports, Ravens defense. I mean, you think about defense. You think about these myths that happen in sports, and people, you know, the myth of the Chiefs dynasty falling. It's crumbling apart. That's a myth. The Ravens' big, bad, bully defense, that's a myth. Sorry, Baltimore, it is. You came in with the 32 defense. You left with the number 32 defense. You had the 31st pass defense. Guess what? Small sample size. Last year, number 31 against the pass. So they showed these signs last year by finishing right behind or right above Jacksonville as far as teams against the pass. So they haven't improved that. They tried to bring in Jared Alexander. He's been banged up, hasn't worked for him. But I think that is a big myth with the Baltimore Ravens. Vegas wasn't buying it because they still put them at the favorites.
Yeah, which didn't really make any sense. That was a point that Rob and I kind of made throughout the course of the week. It didn't really make any sense to me how Baltimore was a bigger favorite than Philadelphia was coming into Kansas City. It felt like to me that Vegas was very slow to react to what we were seeing in real time with the Ravens, where with other teams, I think they're very quick to notice it, kind of like with Minnesota. Minnesota goes out there, smashes Cincinnati, and now, hold on, we got to pay attention to the Vikings.
Well, sometimes they capitalize on the myth. Sometimes they capitalize the big, bad Baltimore Ravens, you know, Super Bowl favorite, this guy, mean, tough defense. It's just simply not true, but people buy into that, and they'll bet the Ravens.
I do think, though, to back to your point about Xavier Worthy, I do think that this was the perfect appetizer to what you think the meal is going to be in a couple of weeks. I mean, they didn't have anybody in their offense like Xavier Worthy. Tyquan Thornton has gotten off to a great start. He can't do all of that. He can't help you in the run game and be some of the down the field, that route that he run where he completely gets open. You just don't have anybody else on your team that can do it. That the point I mean about an appetizer is their offense is about to be complete here coming up in 14 days. You're going to have your number one wide receiver back. Knock on wood, all your wide receivers will be healthy. In fact, you found a wide receiver that you weren't counting on with Tyquan Thornton. I think it was a glimpse into, I don't think people expect that to be the Chiefs offense on a week-in, week-out basis, but you could just feel the creativity, you could feel the diversity in the offense, and you could also see at its best, at its core, those big plays, those excitement, the players that can generate those are right around the corner.
No, I agree with it. And I think Tyquan Thornton's gotten to that point where he's now part of this offense. You score three touchdowns in three straight weeks in the NFL. That means you've got the quarterback's confidence because you don't get in the end zone unless you do. But three straight weeks of that, he's proven himself to be part of this offense. And here's the thing with Tyquan. When Rice comes back and Worthy's there and everything, Tyquan's going to be sprinkled in there as well. And the only thing this helps is Travis Kelce as well. You know, the sideline blow-ups or whatever. You don't have as many of those because the double teams aren't there. Being shadow is not there. When teams are now, they're going to have to think about Tyquan Thornton. I always bring it back to baseball. Like these pitchers that come in here and they'll give up a home run to a guy that's been called up from AAA and he hits home run. They haven't made any adjustments. They've done no film study. They don't have any book really on that player. I remember talking to Justin Verlander after a game one time at the Royals. He says, well, you know, we didn't watch much AAA film on or whatever. It's to him a fastball. I know not to do that anymore. So it's kind of with Tyquan Thornton. Like, he's out there doing his deal. Like, he's now a guy they have to worry about. Like, he's now somebody they have to think about. The Chiefs now put him in that realm where it gives him something else to think about the Chiefs' offense. He wasn't like that before, but you score touchdowns in three straight games, he becomes one of those guys you have to concentrate on. So when Rice comes back and then you sprinkle in some Tyquan Thornton here and there, that just adds to the Chiefs' weapons.
I think you can move Tyquan Thornton. We call him the Brett Veach special. He's done this a couple of times. Emmanuel Ogba was one of these players. Damian Lee was kind of one of these players. A guy who was a failed first or second round pick that Kansas City is able to pick up for pennies on the dollars and use them. He might be moving toward the top of the list. Like right now, he is on pace to have 700 yards receiving and double-digit touchdowns. I don't think he finishes with that. But if you were telling me for basically nothing, you found a 600-yard receiver, and let's say he finishes with six touchdowns this year, that is one of the best finds that Veach has had in his career.
No question, with 4.28 speed as well. I mean, it's elite speed, second-round pick for reason. But the one thing Veach is doing is you got to remember, like, sometimes where the player was. Why didn't he succeed? Belichick, you know, left New England. Tyquan Thornton didn't advance in New England. Juju Smith-Schuster didn't do well in New England. They did a bad job with their wide receivers, and the Chiefs were like, you know, it's a bad system there. You know how all coaches think they can fix players. Like Royals have done that for years. They bring them in here, they think they can fix them. Some guys can be fixed, some guys can't. Tyquan was one that they could. Pair him with the right quarterback, the right coaching staff, and things are different. This coaching staff here and quarterback's far better than what New England had when Tom Brady left. Far better. And Belichick and Brady, that combination, when they left, they're like, all right, we'll give him a chance because, you know, Brady and Belichick are gone. We'll see what's going on.
We've talked a lot about the run game on this show. What are you seeing from their run game? I want to see more of Breshard Smith, maybe a little less of Isaiah Pacheco. The text line is kind of pointing to yards per carry, yards per attempt. Pacheco has been fine. I don't think there's much more than that. Like, I haven't really felt in the first month of the season that Pacheco was close to breaking one of these. I think he's going to get you maybe 4, maybe 5 yards. I don't know if there's much else. I'm thinking of ceiling. I'm thinking of upside. I think Breshard Smith at least presents a possibility of that. I want to see him get more opportunities in these next 4 games.
100% agree with you. I think Breshard Smith's just a better player, a better all-around player. I've been surprised with how tough he is. You know, the resiliency, the spin moves, you know, still standing up on his feet. Like, Breshard Smith's shown a lot of toughness for a guy that was a wide receiver at the University of Miami before, really low body carriage at SMU, just that running back for 1 year. But he's got better hands than Pacheco. He runs better routes than Pacheco. Again, he was a wide receiver at the U, so he knows that. He knows the running backs go. But he's a better receiver than Pacheco. I think he's quicker than Pacheco at this point, even though Pacheco ran a 4.37 at the combine. But, you know, things are different since then. I think Breshard Smith runs with more authority. He brings a little bit of juice. I know we didn't see a whole lot of it there, but what we did in short spurts is that juice that he has, that he provides this offense, that little lift, little boost. So it's not status quo. You're doing the same things over and over and over. You just get that extra boost of Breshard, but I'd like to see him a lot more. And I think we're going to start seeing the snap counts keep increasing.
Yeah, I do kind of feel that way. I always feel like with young players on the offense for the Chiefs, there's usually that game. You remember Tyreek early on in his career, there was that game against the Broncos, and that was kind of the line of demarcation. He started to be way more involved in the offense after that point. I feel like that could possibly be what we just saw against the Ravens. They're just moving forward. Maybe you start with 6 to 8 plays. That evolves into 8 to 12 plays, and we'll see what happens once it starts to get colder, where at some point you're just going to have to run the football effectively. And even in this game, in which the offense operated at such a high clip, they got 23 carries for 78 yards from the running backs. Like, once you start playing the better teams, the better defenses, the weather starts to get cold, you're going to have some ability to run the football.
And this is a true test against Jacksonville. They're fourth in the National Football League at stopping the run. They've been very good. They're very good at running the football, too. So they're good at running, and they're good at stopping the run. So this is something to watch with the Jacksonville game. But, you know, Breshard brings a little bit of something because Patrick Mahomes hasn't had a lot of weapons drafted to him. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. They've had 31 picks in the last 4 years. 22% of those have been skill positions. That includes Worthy, 1 first-round pick to Patrick Mahomes, 1 in the last 4 years. 2 second-rounders and Sky Moore, that's with Frisco now, and Rashee Rice. And then a couple 4th-rounders in Jalen Royals, who hasn't done anything for him, and Jared Wiley, a 4th-rounder who hasn't done anything for him, and 2 7th-round running backs. Pacheco and Breshard Smith. That's it, man. That's all Mahomes has gotten in 4 years. Give the man some juice, and Tyquan's going to bring in a little bit of that. So just, and Breshard, too. So he hasn't got a lot of help through the draft last 4 years as far as skill positions only. I'm not talking about the offensive line, just skill position.
The Chiefs are 2-2 right now. They have 4 games between now and Buffalo. What do you think their record's going to be when they head into Orchard Park? I got them at 5-3. I think they lose either Monday night or to the Lions. One of those two.
I was teetering on 4-4 and 5-3, but I'm going to go 5-3. I was thinking about that when you brought it up earlier. Like, yeah, I'm thinking one more loss, 5-3.
Yeah, I would say there's a handful of teams, and we can talk.
I think
about
Buffalo's
this
undefeated, by the way.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think Buffalo's the best team in the NFL right now.
I think
the
easiest. Yeah, I mean, it's cakewalk, but forget about that. I mean, I think they'll be undefeated when they play the Chiefs.
Yeah, I understand why people would put Philadelphia number one on their power rankings. They won the Super Bowl. I get all of that. Like, I think Buffalo is playing better than any team in the National Football League.
I would still take Buffalo in a neutral field Philadelphia over Buffalo.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Why is that?
They just win. They just find a way to win. That's what they keep doing.
Hard to argue that.
Forget about the passing yards, the running yards. Reminds me a lot of the Kansas City Chiefs as far as the way they just keep going. But they just know how to win that tush push. Love it or hate it, can't stop it. So advantage Philadelphia.
It's watching Philadelphia right now. They're one of the few teams in the league. Like, I can't explain what's happening with them. They didn't throw a single passing yard in the second half of the game against a good team, like not a bad team, against a team that I think is going to win their division, against a team that I think is going to make the postseason, against a team that can make noise.
4 straight division titles.
Yeah, and they just found a way to win this. Like, I know people use a comparison last year to Kansas City. I think this Eagles team, it feels like it's more smoke and mirrors even than the Chiefs felt last year.
Well, think about this. Last year, early in the season, the Buccaneers hammered the Eagles. on the year the Eagles won the Super Bowl, the Buccaneers absolutely hammered them. It was like 31-16, something like that, last year when the Eagles played the Bucs. This year is a different story.
Right now, we're joined in studio by our guy, Jay Binkley. Coming up on the other side, we talked about the offensive side of things. Let's talk about the defensive side of things. I also want to play a little contender and pretender, Binkley. We'll do a little college football as well. A lot of things to get to. Happy that Binkley is joining us in studio for the 4 o'clock hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back into the show. Binkley is in studio for the 4 o'clock hour. Bink, let's start with the Chiefs defense. There might not be a unit in the league that has transformed more from game one to game four than the Chiefs defense. Their defense looked bad against the Chargers. They couldn't get pressure, couldn't cover on the back end. They didn't do a whole lot of things right, I think, in that Chargers game. Fast forward, they shut down the Eagles offense for the most part. I think performed pretty well against them. The Giants were just unable to really get anything going offensively, and they forced multiple turnovers against Lamar Jackson, and I don't know if he's going to play or not play, but I still feel like Lamar quit on Sunday. I feel like they made him tap out, and I felt like they made him give in the game. What do you make of this defenses and all the adjustments that we've seen them make over the last four weeks of football?
Well, they spent a majority of their draft picks on defense, and we've seen fruits of that labor. Fourth in points against last year, second points against 2 years ago. They sit eighth in points again right now, and they're getting better. I think the offense getting better does help the defense. I think the defense, you know, understands it. But having the ball 10 minutes more than the Ravens, that helps. As far as the offense getting confidence, keeping the football, getting the time of possession, that helps keep the defense fresh. They're not out there all the time. So I think the defense is a byproduct sometimes of the offense improving. Your defense should be getting better because they get less time on the field. But, yeah, the secondary and what they're doing and the pieces they add. I mean, the drafting of Noel Williams and how good he's been for the secondary. And I think the best is yet to come with this guy. I really like that draft pick they made out of Cal. But, You know, in the defensive line, there's some worries on that early, but the constant, you know, switching guys in and out, the refreshing. It's why they drafted Omar Norman Lott. He's a substitution guy. He never started at Tennessee last year. He was a second-round pick in the NFL because he was used in the six-man rotation. Tennessee just keeps rotating defensive linemen in. But I think it's been a better complement now between the secondary and the pass rush. Chiefs up to 14th in the NFL with 10 sacks, so they're getting to the quarterback, but they're manufacturing. And Steve Spagnuolo, I mean, credit him. He's finding a way to do it with secondary blitzes, giving him something to look at, you know, going in like he's going to be in man, and he's going to be in – then all of a sudden he's cover zero and everybody's blitzing. You know, he looks like he's got a different defensive formation. He's giving teams a look and then switching into something completely different. He's just been creative. I mean, Steve Spagnuolo the last couple of years and what he's done defensively and how creative he's been with what he's doing. There's no rhyme or reason why the Chiefs weren't as good as they were. Winning 15 games going to Super Bowl because of him. Because of him thinking about how to attack other teams and take out their best weapon. That's one thing he does. What's your best weapon? He takes him out. Malik Nabers, when they play Giants, take him out. You know, first game against the Ravens last year. All right, Derrick Henry, man, we got to slow this dude down. Lamar Jackson still went off for 122 yards rushing, but they slowed Derrick Henry down. They didn't allow a single running back to have over 100 yards rushing against them last year.
I think it's been 30 games, actually. Yeah,
Lamar Jackson's been the only guy doing it from the quarterback position when he got 122. But they've been so creative in unison of, you know, using that pass rush. George Karloftis has been fantastic with the pressures he's created. He's proven his worth, well worth the money that he was spent on. I think grades, if you look at them or not, he's what, fifth best as far as the edge in the National Football League this year. But you get that outside pressure, and then you get some push from the interior, which they certainly worked on with drafting Omar Norman Lott with his team. Gelati didn't see him with the illness last week, but he creates that unwavering motor that keeps going and getting to the quarterback. He's a tough guy to defend, but the linebacker play, they're getting a solid. Nick Bolton's been absolutely everywhere with this team, but the creativity of Steve Spagnuolo. But don't lose sight on the fact with the offense getting better and better, it takes less and less pressure off that defense where they can just form and be themselves because the offense is going to get their job done. If they have confidence in that offense, putting points on the board, it lessens kind of the pressure on them to keep the other opposing offense under a certain amount of points because they don't need to feel they have to carry the team the whole way like they have certain times with this team.
We did this segment yesterday. We did for better or for worse. So it was two things that we think is much better than we had anticipated, two things that we thought are just worse than we had anticipated. At least for me on the better side, Tyquan Thornton was one of those things. I made the analogy to just found money. He was not a player that I was expecting a whole lot of in April with the Kansas City Chiefs. He has been their best receiver so far through the first 4 weeks of the season. Noel Williams, you just mentioned him. Noel Williams right now is the number one ranked cornerback right now on Pro Football Focus. Very limited sample
size. Best defensive rookie, actually.
Yeah, very limited sample size. He hasn't played 50 snaps yet, but just having that kind of impact and expecting more and expecting growth from that. So those are two things that have exceeded my expectations. I'll ask you that question. What are a couple of things that, as we have watched a month of Chiefs football, it's better than you anticipated?
Well, Tyquan definitely. Like the way he kind of came into the system and grasped things right away. The fact he's got three touchdowns in three straight weeks, that shows that trust. You know he'd get in the end zone, but three straight weeks? Come on. And being that deep threat to Patrick Mahomes, even if he doesn't catch, he goes right back to him like he did in the Giants game. So definitely Tyquan on offense. Defensively, I mean, you got to credit Noel Williams and what he's done. But like you said, the limited snap count. But I just think Karloftis and some of the things that he's been doing, he got that payday. Sometimes you don't only see that from the guy that gets the payday, right? You don't see that. But he's been giving that to the Chiefs each and every time. You know he's good, but he's been playing exceptionally.
I don't think the Ravens are making the postseason. Do you think they're making it?
Not now. I did going into that game, but just seeing how bad that defense is, the injuries mounting up for that team. And Lamar Jackson, you don't know if he's going to play this week or not. He said he wants to try to play this week, but you don't know if they're going to hold him back or not. But no. And I look at that division. I think one team gets in the postseason from that division. I think it's going to be Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's kind of where I think, too. I think a lot of people are expecting the Steelers to fade, and they very easily could fade. Right now, I'm looking at this Ravens team.
They always do, but they might get enough wins.
100%. The Ravens don't run the ball as effectively as I think people expect them to run the ball. Their quarterback is injured, and there's just a big cloud of uncertainty on whether or not he's going to be able to play. And right now, you can't get stops, and I don't know if you have the personnel to get stops and to turn this thing around. Every year, there's a team that we think can compete for a Super Bowl that wins 7-9 games and narrowly misses the postseason. It just feels like that's the Ravens this year.
No, it does. You look at the division, the Bengals are just terrible. I didn't expect them to be this bad, but they are just atrocious right now. The Browns, they'll produce with the defense. Now they're playing this quarterback shuffling. What, 41 starting quarterbacks this team's had since 2000, by far and away the leaders on that. And then you got Pittsburgh being solid. So where the Ravens fit in, and you look at Ravens' schedule, yeah, there's some winnable games coming up for the Ravens. Like the Chiefs, they've had a tough schedule at the beginning. But the defense is so bad, and it shouldn't be a mystery. They were 31st against the pass last year, 32 this year. They've gone from bad to worse as far as that's concerned. They brought in Malachi Starks from the draft trying to, you know, boost that secondary or whatever. They brought in Jair Alexander because he played with Lamar at Louisville, trying to bring some action, but he's been banged up and hasn't played the last couple of weeks. But I'm with you on Baltimore. They don't do anything really exceptionally well on defense. Now, they're lighting the scoreboard up. They were lighting the scoreboard up to the Chiefs. Let's give them credit. They do score a lot of points. The Chiefs limited that. The Chiefs bullied them. Like I said, the other way around, you've seen previous games, the Chiefs bullied the Ravens. No other way to put it. They smacked them in the mouth. They punched them. The Chiefs were the more physical team. I do know the Ravens can't score, but it hinges on Lamar. It hinges on the fact if Lamar plays or not. We know Patrick Mahomes is his, quote, kryptonite, as said by, what, Lamar Jackson, who's 6-1 against him. For some reason, they do play everybody else well.
Right now, we're joined in studio by our guy, Jay Binkley. Coming up in a little bit, I want to get your big opinions on some other teams. Let's talk about the local college football teams. Let's start with Missouri. I feel like Missouri has done exactly what they're supposed to do so far in their first five games. Their season starts next Saturday against Alabama. Eli Drinkwitz does not have a win like this in his career. If they beat Alabama at home, you go 2-2 in those remaining four big games. I think Missouri's a college football playoff team.
I agree with you. He's stacking these double-digit winning seasons. And at this point, I get it, it's early. They played the one conference game to this point, but it is the only FBS team. There's 136 of them now. The only team out of that 136 that's top five in offense and defense. It's number one defense in the nation. Number one in total defense is Missouri. Ahmad Hardy, the number one running back in the country. Number one running back in the SEC. He's got 730 yards. Quan Lacy, former Missouri Tiger that transferred to Ole Miss, is number two with 450. Number eight in the conference, Jamal Roberts, at 1-2 punch. I think Missouri's got that 1-2 punch. Norfleet at tight end gives them that extension. And I think Kevin Coleman coming in from Mississippi State, the local kid, he's from St. Louis, actually comes back to Missouri. He's provided a lot of that juice, a lot of that spark they needed at the wide receiver position. But you look top to bottom, it's hard to make an argument there's been a better team in the country that hit the transfer portal than Missouri. Because you're talking about Ahmad Hardy led the Sun Belt in rushing last year. Kevin Coleman comes over after a great year at Mississippi State. Transfer portal, Bo Prabila comes over, Penn State transfer. Trotter on defense comes over, transfer portal. They hit that transfer portal. They're using it like it should be used, and they're doing it to extremes. But, yeah, so this week off for Missouri, game day is going to Tuscaloosa for Vandy in Alabama. I think they jumped the gun on that just a little bit, because if Bama wins and they cruise to Missouri next week, it's an 11 o'clock national TV game on ABC, Missouri versus Alabama. That would have been a great game for college game day.
I think it's going to be hard to get in next week with Texas-Oklahoma. It was going to be hard to get it with that game, especially
week's not so good. Next week's great.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Let's talk about K-State really quickly here, and we'll get to kind of get your opinion on some of the big teams in the NFL and college football. This is a massive swing game for K-State if you win this game on the road against Baylor. If you win this game on the road against Baylor, all of your dreams and goals are still right there if you're K-State. If you lose this game, who knows what happens with the Kansas State Wildcats?
The problem is Sawyer Robertson's doing such a good job at quarterback. They're facing a really good quarterback for Baylor that, you know, throws the ball all around the yard. It's a tough team. Kansas State, to me, they should have gone into that game last week 0-4, right? I mean, that one win was North Dakota. In the last minute, Joe Jackson scores a touchdown for them. Not North Dakota State, but North Dakota. Much different. They were a 5-7 FCS team last year. North Dakota State's actually a very good FCS team that won the national title. But Avery Johnson played like Avery Johnson should. He gave you the yards on the ground. It wasn't like that minus 16 he had against Arizona. When he first came to K-State and he got the football, he was so lightning quick. He was literally one of those guys that could go 80 yards. I mean, this guy was unbelievable when he touched the football. It was like Bubba Starling at Gardner-Edgerton. You give him ball 80 yards, he'd be gone for a touchdown. Like back in those high school days, if you remember that. But Avery was doing well, but he put both things together, the passing game and the run game. And the most impressive thing is that Jace Brown really didn't get any targets. He was basically already injured, was had his helmet there and wasn't on the field, but he's their best weapon offensively. And Dylan Edwards kind of showcasing why they brought him in. They went to Colorado. They lost, you know, local Kansas kid. They went to Colorado, comes back, transfer portal to the Kansas State Wildcats. But he actually got that chance to play. He was hurt in that game in Dublin against Iowa State, but finally got to see some Dylan Edwards. But much better game confidence-wise. They were flying to the football. They were playing much different than 1-3 teams play. Usually at that point, they kind of throw in the towel or whatever. They didn't do that. They played with a lot of energy. It was good to see.
Rob, I'm gonna need a little bit of music here in a little bit. Before we get to that, I want to remind you guys that our Circle of Trust is brought to you by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They got mouth-watering appetizers, juicy burgers, steaks, pasta, and more. And wash it all down with an ice-cold beverage and catch the game. The Circle of Trust is also brought to you by Aspen Lawn Care and Pest Control, where you can expect the best. Binkley, you already know that you are in our Circle of Trust.
With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns family circle of trust. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
All right, Rob, hit me with a little bit of music. We are going to go through some college teams and some NFL teams to see if they are worthy of being inside your circle of trust.
You skipped right over the Jayhawks, didn't you?
They're a six.
Oh, Rob's back here going, what the hell, man?
They're a 6-6 football team.
Hey, Emmanuel Henderson is a stud, though, that wide receiver from Alabama.
100% with you. LSU. Are you putting LSU in or outside of your circle of trust, Jay Binkley?
They were firmly in it, man.
They were?
They were firmly in it against the D2 quarterback that's now, what, fifth or sixth in the Heisman, Trinidad Chambliss. I thought they'd win that game.
They can't score.
No, they can't, and so they have to go outside the circle of trust. I trusted them financially this past weekend. Didn't go so well. Out.
Georgia Tech. Are they inside your circle of trust? They are 5-0 right now, ranked 17th. Certainly still a contender in the ACC.
Yeah, for the ACC purposes, they are. Haynes King's a great quarterback, man. This guy, just one of those guys, those ultimate winners, throwing the football, running the football, is extremely good runner. But Georgia Tech just finds a way to win. They're in the circle of trust because of that close games. And no one can forget that great game against Georgia last year. Remember that last game of the year with the 8 overtimes? The game was in Athens, Georgia. But yeah, I like Haynes King a lot at quarterback. You have a good quarterback, you can do a lot of good things. Haynes King's a great quarterback.
Georgia, who lost their first game of the season, they are 3-1. This team maybe isn't as complete as some Georgia teams we've seen in years past. They don't get after the quarterback. They're not great against the run so far this year, and they don't run the ball super effectively. The Georgia Bulldogs, are they inside your circle of trust?
They're on the outside at this point because of what Alabama did. They were firmly in there. I like them to the Chiefs. Remember, they went back-to-back. They always find a way to hang around. Then at the very end, they beat you. Ask Tennessee. Tennessee should have hammered Georgia, but they kept hanging around. And guess what? At the end of the day, Tennessee goes home with an L. But Alabama going in to Georgia and beating them like that, they have to go outside that circle of trust. SEC team has got some dogs in this conference, and Georgia's not one of them, even though they are the Bulldogs.
Last college football team, Texas A&M. They are ranked 6th right now. They are 4-0. Texas A&M, are they inside your circle of trust?
They're in the circle of trust. Marcel Reed is a fantastic quarterback. If you hadn't got a chance to watch him play, there's Texas A&M quarterbacks sprinkled all around the FBS, and you'll see another one this weekend with Connor Wiegman at Houston, undefeated Houston. But Marcel Reed is the truth at quarterback for A&M, and finally, they have a good coach that I think can get the job done. And so I think Texas A&M is in that circle of trust.
Let's switch to the National Football League. The Los Angeles Chargers at 3-1. The point that I've made is every version of the Chargers for the last 15 years loses to that Giants team. You could see it. Things were going so well for the Chargers. They had won every game so far in their division. They're being talked about like a top five team. Of course you go on the road and lose to a team that's going to have a top five pick.
Not as a big believer in the Chargers. And of course, those tackle issues they have. They lose Rashawn Slater at the beginning of the year. He has that patellar knee injury like Josh Simmons had coming into college. It took Josh, you know, a year to regroup from that. And then Joe Walt gets banged up. It's a banged up team, but I didn't like what they did in the draft. Even though Omarion Hampton has proven he's going to be maybe a contender for Offensive Rookie of the Year, unless Buka wins it. But the bottom line is, the Raiders and Chargers go running back in round one. The Broncos go defense and Jahdae Barrett in the cornerback, which I think is a better way to stop the team that's won 9 straight division titles. So as good as Hampton is and Ashton Jeanty, I didn't like what they did. I think Chargers find a way to come back to the pack. They need to start using Ladd McConkey a lot more. Keenan Allen was a nice addition back to the Chargers. Quentin Johnson is forgot about the drops to this point.
He's been great so far this season.
We'll see if they come back. But
I know they don't give out most improved player in the NFL the way they do in the NBA. Quentin Johnson will be near the top of the list.
No, he definitely should win it this year because Joe Burrow will win it next year again for the third time in a row. So no, he better win it this year.
He's been great so far. The Pittsburgh Steelers, are they inside your circle of trust?
Yeah, they are by default because I think they're going to win that division.
You feel forced to put them into it.
Well, yeah, of course. I think they're going to get there. Mike Tomlin, again, he's going to win, you know, more games than he loses like he always does. I think they'll get to 10 wins. I think they'll be 10-7 this year, division champions. I don't expect anything from them in the postseason. Do I think they get there? Do I think they win the division? Yeah.
Indianapolis Colts.
Indiana Jones, man. You have to like the Colts and what they're doing.
You got the Colts inside the circle of trust.
At this point, you have to. I mean, the way they're playing, they're playing a lot better than I expected them to play. Daniel Jones has given that team life. Believe it or not, never thought I'd say that in the world. I did pick him the first week. I did like the Colts there. But, yeah, the Colts, man, they've been hanging around and playing tough. They're a lot more physical than I gave them credit for being. But offensively, they're moving the ball around. It's going to be a great little battle between Jacksonville and the Colts for that division.
Green Bay Packers.
Still in it, but barely.
Holding on for me.
Hold on. They should be there. I mean, he had Micah Parsons.
Cleveland and tied the Cowboys. What are we doing here?
You tied a team that let Russell Wilson throw for 450 and 3 touchdowns. Even though the Giants didn't beat the Cowboys that day. It's Russell Wilson, 450 yards and 3 touchdowns. And you tie that team. And I hate ties, by the way. Green Bay is barely there. I like the quarterback and receiver situation that they have, and I love Micah Parsons over on that defense. But yeah, man, it's like, what the hell?
Moving over to the NFC side of things, the Seattle Seahawks, are they inside your circle of trust?
I think so. I think McDaniel's brought a tough team. I think it's a very tough team to play. They're hanging around. They're smashing opponents, you know, when they can. But DK Metcalf loss hadn't hurt him. I thought it would, but it hasn't. And I like what he did. I like Torrey Horton and what he's provided already. 3 touchdowns for the 5th-round pick that they had out of Colorado State. He's got a couple receiving, has one on a big punt return. But, yeah, the Seahawks are in it.
Coming up on the other side, Binkley, we have not got a chance to play a game with you in quite some time. We are going to play The Prime is Right. I don't know if you've heard that game or not, but we'll play The Prime is Right here coming up in just a little bit. And Binkley, it's been a long time. I need random question time with Jay Binkley. 913-586-7965. If there's a question that you would like to randomly ask Jay Binkley, now is the time to ask that question. 913-586-7965. We'll play The Prime is Right coming up in a bit. We'll also get random questions. But Binkley, we'll get back to Frank, him being ousted as the Jackson County executive. We'll do that at the top of the hour. Keep it locked in right here on The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We are going to get to random question time coming up in a bit, but it is time to play The Prime Is Right. Now, you've heard of The Price Is Right, but we play The Prime Is Right.
Like so, steaks?
We have gone on the 1587 Prime menu, and we have priced out what a dinner date could potentially cost you. Let's say you meet a young lady. I don't know where you're meeting young ladies at these days. Are you an app guy? Are you an online dating website? Where are you meeting the honeys at?
Farmers Only.
Farmers Only. Okay. All right. Farmersmeat.com. Shout out to my guy Binkley on Farmers Meat. So I have priced you out a meal. Are you ready?
Ready.
You kick things off with the shrimp cocktail. Little conversation. She wants to try the French onion soup. Now, that shrimp cocktail wasn't enough for you, so you go back and you get the lobster rolls. Now it's time for you to get your entree. She gets the salmon, you get the bone-in strip. You gotta have a side, so you get the lobster mac and cheese. Binkley, I know you. You gotta wash it down with the beverage. She gets the Showtime drink, which is a nice rum-based drink. You gotta get yourself a beer.
Is it the one they light on fire?
No, that's the Alchemy. That's a little different drink. You get yourself one beer. How much does all of this cost? The shrimp cocktail, the French onion soup, lobster rolls. She gets the salmon. You get the bone-in strip. A little lobster mac for the side. She gets the Showtime cocktail. You get a beer. How much is that tab costing
you? Just one drink each, right?
Yeah, one drink each. I mean, I can add another drink if you want me to
it's
add one.
It's being more
than
my Texas Roadhouse, man, but I'm going to say $250.
$253, Binkley?
Is that right?
$253.
I didn't look at it. I was guessing, man.
That's why it's a Prime Is Right.
$250.
$253, Binkley.
It probably would have been about what kind of beer did you have him getting?
Just one.
No, like, was there a, what, was it all beer one price, or was it like, hey, a Tank 7 and a Mick Ultra are in different categories?
I went Coors Light because of the play. I knew they'd have it because Mahomes
that's
is Coors
a fair
Light
point.
Guy.
On their menu, I'm sure they have a different one. On the online menu, they just had a Mick Ultra. That was the only beer that they had. That was $8 for the Mick Ultra.
For that?
$8.
Mahomes is a Coors Light guy. 1587 should have some Coors Light.
Just telling you, I'm reading the 1587 Prime.
$250. Can you imagine getting that check for two people? I'd be like that alligator in that commercial. I can't reach the check.
I'm not gonna lie to you. If you're at 1587 Prime, you walk out with $250.
Oh, you gotta be happy.
You gotta be happy.
Yeah, you gotta be
you're
thrilled.
Very happy.
Yeah, no, I'm thrilled. $350.
Like if you're
I'm
a waiter
happy.
Or waitress, why would you go anywhere else but there? I mean, seriously, you go to Chili's or Applebee's or any of that. You're not gonna make that kind of cash on $250 like that. Just two people eating. Come on, if there's four people, you'll get $500.
What's the best meal you've ever had, Binkley? Like, if you're like, this is the best meal I've ever had.
Oh, man.
I know the two that popped to my mind, but I want to hear yours.
The Savoy back in the day.
Okay,
back
I've heard of this place.
And what's that steakhouse that's down there? I can't think of the name of it. I don't get many fancy places, man. I can't think of the name of it. Ruth Chris, I have been there.
Okay. The two that I would throw in the conversation.
Or the Capital Grill. Capital Grill.
Yeah, fantastic meal. I went to Peter Luger's in Caesar's Palace in July. I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what they're doing with their steak that everybody else can't do. That steak was amazing. I don't even really like spinach like this, but they had like cream spinach, and I just decided to give it a try. I ordered a second helping of it. It was, I'm telling you, Peter Luger, that's the best food I ever had.
I've gotten to the point where if you just go get the steak and cook it yourself, like you love great steak when you go out to steakhouse.
I never had nobody cook their steak like
but
how they
so
made it.
So much less money to just buy the steak and just put it on the grill. But no, yeah, so I've spent some money on some places. Not very often. I typically go to Texas Roadhouse, some of it.
No, nothing,
steak,
nothing wrong with that. Did you hear the story about the text line? So almost 55% of men admit that they order from the kids menu because the smaller portions cheaper.
Never.
So I went to go try that. I went to Outback and I got some food from the kids menu. It was one of the worst decisions that I've made in 2025. It was a bottom three decision.
It's usually like chicken nuggets and macaroni.
They had steak.
They had steak on the kids menu?
The steak was, it was unseasoned. It was unflavored.
It was like a little piece of it, like 1 ounce
it
or
was two like somebody went to Hy-Vee, grabbed the steak, didn't season it, didn't marinate it, and just put it on the grill and flipped it over and served it to me.
Why
it didn't have
any. Why are we doing it to the kids? Why are we doing it to the kids?
We think the kids don't have a palate. They don't know flavor. They don't know taste. They don't know seasoning.
Why are we doing this to kids?
I'm offended. Bink, we got 5 minutes left in this segment. There's only one thing to do.
Random question time!
Binkley, I love that. Binkley, be honest with us. Did you know who Bad Bunny was before a couple days ago?
No, but I did because of Happy Gilmore.
Okay, like, that's fair. Said, that's I thought he was Bunny. Very good in Happy
and
Gilmore.
Who's Bad Bunny? But here's the thing. I talked about this the other night on After. I said I hate halftime shows. I do. That's the time you go pee and grab food or whatever. I hate the halftime shows. I think they're contrived. I think they're dumb. I would rather see frisbees catching or dogs catching frisbees. Or men juggling fire. I would rather see those things.
So you want like an NBA halftime show?
I mean, just dogs out there catching frisbees you everywhere. To me, is more entertaining than a Bad Bunny.
You want red panda. You want a little unicycle, little plates, little. That's what you want. That's
I
your
want
halftime.
Joey Chestnut's butt on the 50 eating 70 hot dogs for 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, I can't argue that. Someone on the text line asked if you watch the Ryder Cup. Are you a Ryder Cup individual?
I love the PGA Tour. I watch pretty much every event throughout the year, but I love the Ryder Cup. I think it's fun. And it was always one of those dual TV vision or three, whenever it's always college football, college football, college football. But when you sprinkle in the Ryder Cup, you had to have that, the NFL. So, yeah, I love the Ryder Cup. I'm sad that they made that charge there on the last day and couldn't quite get it done. But, yeah, I love the Ryder Cup.
Did you used to watch, and this is back to the halftime thing, do you remember when MTV used to do Celebrity Deathmatch during the halftime show? Did you used to watch that?
Vaguely. No, okay. I didn't watch it.
Rob, did you watch this back in the day?
I was aware it was happening. I was too young to flip over and watch.
I didn't watch it.
Tomorrow,
I heard of it, though.
Tomorrow, if you got cast to go on a reality TV show, what show would you go on? You don't have to audition, just, hey, we love your personality. You take your pick of the litter. What show would you like to go on? You'd be a great reality TV character.
They don't do well. I would do that Survivor, maybe. I mean, I'd be terrible at it, but it was kind of a classic.
Would you go on The Bachelor? Like, would you be The Bachelor?
No, but I do The Bachelor in Paradise. Rotating around, yeah, I would do that one.
Okay, I just didn't know.
But I would never go on The Bachelor, though. No, I wouldn't do that. It just seems. What do you do all day, man?
I don't know. Have you ever been on a blind date before?
I think probably. I don't remember it, but no, not really.
Someone on the text line wants to know, Bink, is there a such thing as bad beer? Is there a beer that just you don't like?
Not really. I mean, when you get used to drinking a beer and you're drinking like something. No, it just depends on the mood. Like if you're sitting there and you want, you know, a nice Boulevard or something. I'm a Coors Light drinker most of the year, but I do the seasonals in October. November, December, January, and all the way to spring with Irish ale from Boulevard. But no, I've never really had like a bad beer. No one's ever given me a beer, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to have it, not going to take it, and I'll drink every beer. One of them.
What's the last movie you watched? I just always love asking you this question because it could be anything. You could tell me you haven't seen a movie since you told me you watched Top Gun.
Top Gun Maverick.
Or you could just tell me
not the original Top Gun Maverick. Oh, no, The Twisters. The Tornado Show.
That was a good one.
Glenn Powell. That's the last one I saw.
Does Happy Gilmore count? Happy Gilmore 2 count?
Ooh, does that count?
That's a movie.
Okay,
a movie.
The Happy Gilmore.
Would that count?
Well, he was thinking theater. That's fair.
When was the last time at home you just decided I want to watch Happy Gilmore 2?
Happy Gilmore.
What was the movie before Happy Gilmore 2? That was a good point.
It would have been Twisters.
I didn't specify.
It would have been Twisters.
I liked Twisters. I thought it was good.
And Top Gun Maverick before that. Remember that concussion we saw? It was like a station. It had been years, like 10 years or 15 years before I even went to a theater. I went through this huge gap and not even going to the theater. But
someone on the text line wants to know, would you rather live on a beach or live in the snowy mountains?
Snowy mountain, 100%. Give me the snow. Give me the mountain. Give me the natural cooler of snow, fresh snow on the ground. Give me snow.
Give us a restaurant up north that doesn't get enough love.
Al's. Okay. Al's Wings in Parkville. It's got some of the best wings in Kansas City. Dude's from Buffalo. He doesn't draw the Bills Mafia when they play the Chiefs. So put that out of the equation, but the guy does have some great wings.
You did change my life in going to Retro Bowl in Liberty. You did change
my
life.
Oh, yeah, the 300 burger?
I go up there like once a quarter.
That is one of the best burgers
in
Kansas City.
It's incredible.
I'm telling you, man.
It's just the whole ambiance and the vibe of it.
And you went to Totos Tacos that one time at Wamigo?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you in a tub person?
You know, I do like in a tub for the novelty of it.
I like in a tub, too.
In a tub has been a friend forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Because up north, it was in a tub. It was Smokehouse Barbecue. I mean, these are just like staples of the Northland.
Binkley, do you smoke?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, just wanted to know. You can tell me if you do.
No, I don't smoke.
It's legal where we live, so I was just asking.
Oh, you mean that?
Yeah, it's legal.
No, I don't smoke. I've had a gummy.
How'd that work for you?
Got the wrong kind. I was at a beer, and I was like, well, I'll just take two of those. So I just grabbed like a whole bunch of those cubes, and I was sitting there, and I got high as a kite, man. And I was falling asleep in front of everybody. And I was like, that was something to help you go to sleep, not to get the munchies. But I was sitting there, and falling asleep on everybody. I'd gotten a hold of the wrong stuff, man. The wrong stuff. It's never done it again. I was like completely out of it, man.
Gum time, a bite of one.
And that was it, though.
I didn't feel it. And I was like, oh, man, give me another. That's weak. It had me sitting there contemplating life for a second. I was like, hold on. I gotta relax.
So my mom, my 7-year-old mother, got into gummies one night. One time ever. And she called me and said, these things don't work. And she's a health food junkie. I'm like, what's that noise? She goes, well, it's Doritos. I'm like, Mom, you're stoned. She's just giggling and stuff. I was like, it is working for you.
That is our guy, Jay Binkley, joining us in studio. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk about Frank White, who got fired on his day off. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.